You're listening to Amiel of AwakeningTheTruthWithin.com, intuitive counseling and crystal light body healing for your sacred inner balance. This is the feature article for my September 2023 newsletter, Being the Peace, which is free to subscribers. Anchoring Trust. There is something to be said for the fact that even though there are relentless attempts by the negative forces to destroy humanity's freedoms right now, humanity continues to rise. Why would that be if humans have been so repressed for so long? How is it possible that humanity as a whole is ascending when the controller's agenda just seems to be marching on? At this timing in our universal time matrix, there are layers of expansion that keep opening and stair-step into the Andromeda Galaxy, our home galaxy, where we are able to breathe together with the truth of humanity's origins and the God consciousness that lives in each person's spirit. There is nothing more fulfilling than simply being able to acknowledge and receive that on Earth, despite all the darkness we have endured, there is a resilience in us that is beyond human. The resilience of humanity is not just a willingness to rise again. It's far greater than that. It's that inherent in each person's DNA is a God consciousness unification that speaks to the heart and soul with an inner knowing. And it's undeniable. There is a certainty that somewhere beyond all the riffraff and rhetoric that clouds the judgment of the mind, there is a revelation about how we were created and who we were created to be. It was never humanity's destiny to suffer to the degree that we have. It was never the intention of any God consciousness or aspect thereof to deny our rights and freedoms, and make life on Earth at times so appalling that it requires drastic measures, numbing out, or even a merciful end to the body's life so that relief can be had. Humanity has survived such a horrendous manipulation of its consciousness, catastrophic and evil. And yet through all that, people can still recognize truth if they open their minds and hearts to it. Even those who are mind-controlled to believe false narratives and false authorities can see that what is around us in the world affairs does not resonate into the heart and goodwill of humanity. When we look at humans who are caught in destructive or careless energies, we can find ourselves in deep grief for what humanity has been forced to become. It's true we had choices, even now, especially now. But the vast sacredness that enfolds our souls is beyond our imaginations and beyond what we can deeply accept, though it is completely, unconditionally offered. So we cannot sit now and tell ourselves that the world is ending, that the quote-unquote bad guys will win, or that they still have power. They never did, not true power. And they never will, as long as personal consciousness keeps its compass pointed to the Creator, so that the collective keeps shifting. We've reached the time now where we are very close to graceful breakthroughs. What is meant by this is that unless someone acts to completely oppose God, the invitation to spiritually grow is readily accessible. This willingness to be present with God doesn't take any kind of extraordinary practice, but it does require one very clear point of commitment, which is that whenever there is something falling away from the heart, we bring it back to that anchor of love. people have many expressions of how their heart is known. Some can be deemed silly or superficial, except that for them it's meaningful. Some expressions can be deemed to be zealous, but it's what's required for their clarity. Other expressions can be entirely free of the trappings of the ego, so that only the light has a place to shine. But what is true is that most people have heart. Some people call it kindness, or that most are quote-unquote good people. So let's not forget that any turn away from that has its roots somewhere in hurt, trauma, and pain. And while it's up to each person to find their way back to their core spirit, it's not our place to judge that they, or we, have not. It's our place to hold unconditional love, because after all, we were all created from the same source, and are angelic humans just wanting to love in peace. We're sharing our lives with many people that hold different space-time points of consciousness, but we're continuing to move into separate consciousness groups on Earth. This means that those who are on the lower, inorganic AI timeline and opposed to Source will find themselves in a separate reality as the energy bifurcation becomes more refined. We may observe this through our current world of high strangeness, but not have to participate with it. This delineation brings ease to the majority of the Earth, those with heart. It's also true that those devoted to their spirit will find more abundant alignment through the currently expanding higher dimensions of 9D monadic consciousness through to 12D Christ avatar embodiment, so there's a greater freedom to live in Christo-Sophia alignment. Simply keep aligning to the ascending organic Earth time wave and your highest soul evolution. Make the time to make that your conscious choice, and then make that your daily prayer. It will guide you and it will be heard. The answer to humanity's prayer for freedom is already echoing through the higher heavens. Our trust, with open hearts and minds, will make that manifest here and now. As a way of self-support, ask within, what is required of me at this timing to anchor my trust? If you would like personal support to align to your highest expression with greater ease, book a healing session. Go to www.awakeningthetruthwithin.com. Be peace.